The banking industry is warning that people who have previously fallen victim to investment fraud are being scammed again by fraudsters who are promising to recover their lost money. Niamh Davenport is head of financial crime at the Banking and Payments Federation. She's with us now. Niamh, you're very welcome. You couldn't make it up. And they're being scammed again by the same fraudsters.
Yes, yeah, so investment scams have been around for quite a while and we've seen a continued rise in it. So we're trying to bring awareness to those scams again. But the emerging trend that we're seeing, as you said, is the actual victims being retargeted by fraudsters again. And what the fraudsters this time are doing are impersonating in terms of recovery firms and of the promise that they can recover the actual funds that have been lost. And because they have the information from the original investment scam and be able to give you the figures, it's a, you know, a percentage of the original investment that was lost, they have all that, which makes it seem really credible. So it is very easy to fall victim to these again.
And give us a few examples of how people have fallen victim and the vast sums of money that they're losing.
We are seeing, yeah, they're huge sums of money. So from the investment scams themselves, what people are doing is, particularly over the age of 50, people approaching maybe retirement age especially, you're looking to maybe a pension lump sum. Maybe you've recently downsized your house and you want to use that money instead. Or you've got an inheritance that you've just come into. So it's looking to maybe make that pension lump sum a little bit more profitable going forward and give you a better standard of living for your retirement. The victims are actually going on online and researching the investment scams, or sorry, the investment opportunities, as it seems, initially. So we're talking very large sums. We've seen anything from 10,000 up to six figure sums. So then with the recoveries, what we're seeing is a percentage of that. So one case we saw was a man who invested 80,000 euro. With that, it was, again, it was the percentage. So the fee for the recovery was 8,000 euro. So people are desperate to get the funds back because it's their retirement. It is their lump sum. It is their money that they're going to live on for the rest of their lives. And they will do anything to get that money back.
Gosh, and the impact that that has on them when they, and do they get it back?
No, there's no, they lose the money. They've lost their original investment and now they've lost the subsequent fee as well.
So it's all gone.
It's all gone. And that is the key thing as well. We're trying to remind people, if you have made an investment over the last number of months, you know, please have a look at that investment, verify it. Do go on and check that it's a legitimate investment and don't be afraid to come forward. Or if you maybe didn't fall victim, but you were tempted to put the money into an account, please also report it to your bank and also to An Garda Síochána from an investigation purpose. We really want to get as much information as possible on these criminals.
And how are the victims being contacted by the fraudsters, Niamh?
So the original investment is, and this is the key difference with these scams compared to the other scams. There's no kind of out of the blue text or email or anything like that. What it is you are going on yourself to research investment opportunities. So those red flags or those antennas aren't up the way they would normally be if you got a random text message, for example. So you're leaving your contact details for somebody to contact you back about an investment opportunity. And it's from here that the fraudsters then are impersonating really well-known brands that you'd see from investments, or green bonds, government bonds, different things like this that seem medium risk, I suppose is the way to put it. They use the right terms, like rate of return, all the right things that you'd expect to hear. And the other thing that they do is they take their time. So this is not quick, under pressure type of frauds. They put time and money into this. They're putting money into the brochures to make them look legitimate. They're copying employee profiles that may be on social media channels that we see. So if you do a Google search on, you know, Niamh Davenport BPFI, you're going to see that I work there. So they're using all of these
legitimate. It looks very legitimate.
It's very, very legitimate. They're very clever. It's organised crime. They're funding drug trafficking, human trafficking. So it's very professional. This is not a quick hit scam. Yeah. And these are the kind of things that we need to look out for. So if you have fallen victim or you have made an investment, double check it and really make sure that it's legitimate.
Absolutely.
And don't be afraid to come forward.
And are types of this crime, are they on the rise?
They are on the rise. The Gardaí released figures last month which showed a 90% increase last year alone. Over the last 4 years, I think it was 60 million has been lost to these scams. And we do still see that rise happening. Part of it is because of the lag in reporting and people not wanting to come forward, because of the time length it takes to discover that it's been a fraud as well. But we are seeing a continued rise and it's really important to get the awareness out there. We have some information on fraudsmart.ie and you can sign up to alerts there as well. So really do your homework on it and please come forward if you can.
Fraudsmart.ie is where it is all at. Niamh, thank you very much. Niamh Davenport, Head of Financial Crime at the Banking and Payments Federation.